My name is Angie Scholes, and in our business lead story this evening, I'm joined by Angelique Peak, who is the group head of oil and gas at F&B and RMB Namibia. Welcome, Angelique.
Hi, Angie. Thank you so much for having me.
So, Angelique, Namibia's oil and gas industry has been making headlines over the past few years. For viewers who may not be following every development, where are we currently in our oil and gas journey, and why is this such an exciting time for the country?
Yeah, thanks, Angie. So I think it's an interesting question to a probably very interesting but not definitive answer. I think where we are now is for the last 3 to 4 years, there has been exploration, there has been appraisal, and that simply means that whatever was found, whether it was through seismic data or drilling in the actual ocean, has been appraised and field development plans have been created because the resource is there. I think it's very clear that we have oil, we have good oil, and we have a lot of oil. But now the question for the last year and a half, has been how can we get it, or can we get it to surface at a good cost? And considering all of the geopolitics out there and the challenges in the Middle East and the trade corridors changing and all of that, Namibia and other frontier destinations are really becoming much more of a focus in the energy side of things. So we are literally on the brink of one of the oil companies saying, this is it. We are there. We have looked at everything. We are happy with the countries. The government, the agreements that we've got with government, and we're going to go ahead and develop this resource. And that means a 20 to 30 year or even beyond that timescale of at least one of the reservoirs being developed.
One term that becomes increasingly common is FID. What exactly is an FID? Why is it such an important milestone for Namibia? And why should ordinary Namibians be paying attention when these announcements are made?
Yeah, I think that's a very important point. Final investment decision is effectively the go-ahead. So imagine you're building a house, right? You might spend months or even years drawing up the plans, looking at the right location, checking whether the foundation can be built, understanding how you want to build it, one story, two stories, all of these things. And can you build it according to, industrial sensible cost, economic sensible cost? And then eventually you say, okay, we're going to build this house. We've got the financing sorted. Everything is right. We're going to go ahead. And that's kind of what FID is. FID is we're there. We've got all the costs figured out. We've got the field development plan figured out. We've ticked the environmental boxes. We've ticked the governance, the government, the country, the political boxes. There's a stable fiscal, legal, and economic system in the country that we want to invest. And the geopolitics and energy politics as such are all aligned. Let's do it. Because we mustn't forget, this isn't a 1 or 2 year investment. This is a 25 to 30 year investment. And that's why it's such a big deal. And that's why it takes so long. And is a document of 800 to 1,000 pages just with regards to how do we do this. And that is what FID is. And I think it's important to appreciate that the discoveries have created a lot of excitement. But the real challenge now is turning that excitement into sustainable economic outcomes. And that's why Namibians, I think if you're at anywhere near the coast, you're already seeing the activities being created. But that's why Namibians need to. I nearly want to say, wake up and smell the coffee. The hype is real. It's been a bit frustrating to not see anything tangible, but we're on the brink of that tangible bit. And that means local businesses at every layer can start getting involved. There's going to be there's already a major shift in the infrastructure side of things, the logistics side of things, warehousing. If you were in Walvis Bay 3 years ago versus today, you'll see a massive difference from an industrial perspective, everything starting to be created, built, readiness and preparedness at the port, to the port, from the airport, behind the dunes. And the same activity is happening to a smaller degree, but also in Lüderitz, because naturally, those are the two ports that will give access to the resources for now in the Orange Basin. The other side of that coin is we also have the Lüderitz Basin and the Walvis Bay Basin for future exploration activities, some of them which are starting next year. So really, a whole multitude of layers that can become economic activity in Namibia. So oil is really not the destination. Oil is the catalyst for the activity that we can hopefully create industrial-wise in Namibia for years long after the oil is gone.
FNB Namibia and RMB Namibia recently collaborated with the Bank of Namibia and other stakeholders to develop exchange control a scenario booklet. Why was it important to document these learnings, and how does a resource like this help prepare Namibia for a growing oil and gas industry, Angelique?
Yeah, thank you for that question, Angie. It's actually a very, very critical one. So as a country, and hence as a bank in this country, we're lucky that we've already been dealing with international companies, say, for example, in the mining industry for many, many years. So exchange control is not new to us as a country or us as a financial institution, but obviously the scale and the complexity of this industry is even bigger and I nearly want to say more sophisticated than anything that we've seen before as a country. So we're already known as a country that is very open for business when it comes to exchange control. And while there are rules and they are very important, the regulator as such as the Bank of Namibia is very open to work with companies that are coming in to make it sensible for them to be able to do business here. In the oil and gas sector, you now have many global companies operating here with other global / international companies as their contractors, with local companies, with regional companies. Money is going out, it's being invested here. Money has to be expatriated back or paid back to other countries. And how we have observed the different scenarios, we have worked with our specialists who obviously work very closely with the regulator to create this booklet, just to demystify, if you want, some of the scenarios that in other African jurisdictions are much more complicated than they are here. And again, it's really important to appreciate that we need to keep our balance of payments stable. We need to make sure that we follow the rules. But within the guidelines, there are many ways of working with the banks and with the regulators to be able to do business here in a way that none of your money is going to get stuck if you introduce it the right way.
Yes. And then when people hear about oil and gas, they often assume only large international companies stand to benefit. Is that really the case? What opportunities exist for local businesses, entrepreneurs and professionals? And what would you say to Namibians who think they're too small to participate in the sector?
Yeah, it's a very good question. And there's actually multiple answers to that. So naturally, in the beginning of this, so the exploration as such, and even the construction of an oil field, should it go ahead, this requires many decades of skill and understanding and big balance sheets to be able to complete, right? So that is where the global international companies are playing currently as we speak today. But what's already happening is the logistic and infrastructure ecosystem that is being created on both of the port areas. And then you must remember, it's not just logistics and ports, which again is big companies, maybe international, big balance sheets, but it's the marine services, it's the construction, it's engineering, it's manufacturing, it's then hospitality. These people need food, they need places to stay. It's banking and financial services, it's ICT and telecommunications and training institutions. And so as it sort of multiplies into the economy, everything that is big needs a support system offshore. So you nearly want to say the activity and the industry ultimately is offshore, but every offshore oil well is supported by a major multiplier onshore of all of these things and many others that I mentioned. So anyone that maybe has an egg farm is going to ultimately have the opportunity to deliver into this ecosystem. Anyone that has accommodation, whether it's a hotel or an Airbnb, anyone that has any sort of catering service, all these things are going to be part of this ecosystem if we get them right.
Yes, that's true. As Namibia's oil and gas sector grows, what role do banks like FNB Namibia and RMB Namibia play beyond simply providing finance? And why is it important for financial institutions to be active partners in developing the industry?
Yeah, it's a very important point. Some of these international and global businesses have big balance sheets. They don't need any financial assistance. But as soon as you look at the regional and the local ecosystem, even if it's already large companies, all the way down to SMEs and MSMEs, you really need to understand the industry to be able to help them. Because ultimately, if we as a financial system don't enable the local and regional companies, they're going to have real trouble playing there. And because of the scale and complexity of this industry, We've spent a lot of time trying to understand how the oil companies operate, how the tier one and two international contractors, EPC contractors, oil field services contractors, how do they procure? How do they think? How do they contract? How do they pay? And understanding that means that we as a financial system hopefully can enable and finance the local and regional ecosystem. So everything from SMEs will need access to working capital, and contractors will need performance guarantees, and suppliers will need trade finance or bridge invoice finance. Businesses need bankable growth plans. All of these things are going to be enabled if the financial system understands this industry well enough.
Namibia continues to attract significant international interest. From an investor's perspective, what makes Namibia an attractive destination, and how do we ensure that investment translates into sustainable economic growth and lasting benefits for Namibians?
I think that's very important. And I mean, we've always in the mining space, which is an international game, realized that we are a relatively attractive investment destination. In this industry, it's become even a stronger message that ultimately, yes, you need to be able to find the right resource, right? That box is ticked. But you also need a stable political environment. You need a good fiscal system, a good legal system, a regulator that is open for business and you can work with. And interestingly, the oil industry has also told us that the fact that we are an English-speaking country helps them immensely, because anyone they train, ultimately, this is an English industry. So all of these factors make Namibia a very investment-friendly destination already compared to many other African jurisdictions. Saying that, though, we need to make sure that our speed of execution, you know, and our capacity in all government and private sector is increased. This industry doesn't have time to wait. Time is money. So we need to upskill ourselves even more. We need to get the speed of execution a little bit better. The world is changing fast. We need to take the opportunity as it is right now. We need to make sure that our ports and infrastructure, while they are already extremely good comparatively, they need a lot of work, a lot of development still. So there's a fair amount of, we know we still need to get it right, but at least we've got a good baseline to start with.
FNB Namibia and RMB Namibia have established themselves as key partners in Namibia's emerging oil and gas sector. As you prepare this year's conference, what can delegates expect from your presence, and what key conversations are you looking forward to having with clients and industry stakeholders?
Yes, the conference next week is at a very interesting time. As I said, we were hoping that we would have the final investment decision already, because it would just create a little bit more of a trust and belief into what is to come. But I think the ecosystem is well aware that, you know, there are still boxes to be ticked, but we are nearly there. What we are expecting at the conference next week is probably a little bit of a buzz of activity around how does Namibia prepare itself to play actively in this space. I think that the success of this oil industry will not be measured by the barrels produced, which hopefully will be a fair amount, but the prosperity created decades after the oil is gone, which is skills and all of that. We expect to be having many detailed, continuous conversations about understanding this industry. And our presence simply means that we are there. We know we have to play an enabling role for Namibia, and we are going to continue learning so that we can be a key stakeholder in this space.
Angelique, just a final question. As we count down to this year's Namibia Oil and Gas Conference, what are you most looking forward to, and what message would you like to leave with Namibians about the opportunities that lie ahead?
I think it's important for Namibia to understand that the winners in this industry will not only be the operators offshore. The winners will be the Namibian businesses, the workers, and the communities that become part of this value chain. This is an economic opportunity that we have never seen before in this country. Mining should not be discounted. It plays a huge role. This has the opportunity to 10x the country's income. It has the opportunity to allow us as a country to repay our debt much quicker. And if we manage the funding that we can get, or the income that we can get from this, the oil flow itself, as a country, we can create wealth for Namibians many decades from now.
Angelique, thank you so much. It was lovely talking to you, and I can't wait to see you at the conference.
Thank you very much, and see you next week, Angie.